70, and it was backed with Catch the Wind, another Donovan tune. And I found it on a compilation called Hello Everyone, Pop Psych Sparks from Denmark. After that was Eliza with a Z, Eliza Minnelli doing Bill Withers' song, Use Me, Until You Use Me Up. That was from her 1973 album, The Singer. And it's also on the Mood Mosaic number 14 compilation called Book a Trip. And, yeah, and here.
Let's move on here.
K Frog on the Hammond B3 organ. All right, look for him if you can ever find him. Winder K Frog, W-Y-N-D-E-R. Great covers. Oh my God. Okay, so we're going to keep on the Donovan tip. We have another version of Sunshine Superman coming up by Mel Torme. and then a bunch of cool stuff. Pop 5 Music Incorporated doing Hush. PJ Proby doing Reach Out, I'll Be There. The Box Tops version of Whiter Shade of Pale. Jack Jones doing The Letter, a Box Tops tune. And then the Ray Conniff Orchestra doing, you ready for this, A Horse with No Name. You know, some of these are kind of funny. Some of them sound like they're going to be funny, but they're actually really great. Some of them are really great, but they kind of sound funny. I don't even know what I just said. But anyway, let's just let's let the music do the talking. This is DJ Barrister on Radio Valencia .fm, www.radiovalencia.fm, and this is Mel Torme coming up.
There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sands and hills.
guys enjoying this? You guys dancing? Singing along? I know I am. It's okay to sing. It's okay to dance to the radio, to the computer. Anyway, I'll stop. That is Ramsey Lewis behind us doing Hard Day's Night. You know, Ramsey Lewis and Young Holt Limited, both of them did all these great kind of jazzy, loungy, instrumental versions of a lot of great songs. I just love this, everything they do. Okay, just to back up and tell you what we did, we heard Mel Torme doing a very unusual, wonderful version of Sunshine Superman. That is off his 1969 album, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, on Capitol Records. After that was easy listening album by a group called the Pop 5 Music Incorporated, a great name for a band, doing their version of Hush. Hush was written by Joe South and made a hit by Billy Joe Royal and Deep Purple. One of the great songs of all time, Hush. Thought I heard you calling my name. After that was PJ Proby doing his version of the Four Tops' Reach Out, I'll Be There from his 1966 album Enigma. Then we heard the Box Tops doing a version of Procol Harum's Whiter Shade of Pale. That's from their 1967 album, The Letter, Neon Rainbow. Alex Chilton on vocals. You know, Alex played a lot of shows with three different bands. He was in Big Star, and he had his trio, a couple different trios, and he also played with the Box Tops. And I worked with him for years, so I got to see a lot of these shows. The Box Top shows were incredible. I mean, they would play county fairs and Indian casinos, and I saw him play the Bean Festival in Tracy. And Alex, here's a kind of a trivia question. It's kind of funny. What instrument did Alex play in the Box Tops with their live show? And the trick answer is none. He played the mic stand. He would wear a sport coat and grab that mic stand and front that band and sing. The Box Tops. And yell at his band, by the way. And just so you know, and after the Box Tops version of Whiter Shade, we heard Jack Jones do his version of the Box Tops, The Letter, from his 1968 album, If You Ever Leave Me. Jack Jones. I have to say this about the Box Tops, too. A lot of people thought they were a one-hit wonder with The Letter. They actually were a four-hit. According to Alex, they were a four-hit wonder because they also had Neon Rainbow and I'm Your Puppet and Soul Deep. It's too big to hide and it can't be denied. It's my favorite line from that song. And then we ended with Ray Conniff Orchestra Singers doing a version of Horse with No Name. That is from, you ready for this? The love theme from The Godfather, 1972. All right. Behind me is Ramsey Lewis doing Hard Day's Night. And then going right into, let's see, have we gone into, we're still doing Hard Day's Night. Listen to this, though. Another Ramsey Lewis Beatle cover. Day Tripper. Day Tripper. My friend Cyril Jordan had a joke about Day Tripper. He said that if Loggins and Messina did Day Tripper, it would go dun da 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 da. I don't think I told that well. See, you did. All right. A little Ramsey Lewis for you. And then we're going to go. This is about the two-thirds, three-quarters, almost the three-quarters mark of our show. And I have a whole bunch of real good ones coming up. Hugo Montenegro doing Lay, Lady, Lay. Percy Faith doing The Ballad of Easy Rider. We're kind of venturing into Dylan territory now. Caetano Veloso's version of It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding. Tom Scott covering a Jefferson Airplane song. The Sandpipers doing Louie Louie. It's greatness, all of these. I know you're enjoying this. How can you not? It's so easy to listen to easy listening music. Okay, here we go with Hugo Montenegro. Thank you.
shadows, even the silver spoon, the handmade wave, the Charles balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon. To understand, you know too soon, there is no sense in trying. Pointed threats, they bluff with scorn, seaweed side remarks are torn from the fool's gold mouthpiece, the hollow horn. Ways wasted words proves to warn that he not busy being born is busy dying. Temptation's page flies out the door. You follow, find yourself at work. Watch waterfalls of pity roar. You feel to moan, but unlike before, you discover that you'll just be one more person crying. So don't fear. If you hear a foreign sound to your ear, it's all right, Mom. I'm only sighing. That's unworn victory, some downfall. Private reasons, great or small, can be seen in the eyes of those that call. To make all that should be killed to crawl, while others say don't hate nothing at all except hatred. Disillusioned words like bullets bark as human gods aim for their mark. Make everything from toy guns that spark to flesh-colored cries that glow in the dark. It's easy to see without looking too far that not much is really sacred. Wild creatures preach of evil fates. Teachers teach that knowledge waits and leads to $100 plates. Goodness hides behind its gates, but even the President of the United States sometimes must have to stand naked. You know the rules of the road have been lodged. It's only people's games that you gotta dodge. And it's alright, Mom, I can make it. Advertising signs that turn you into thinking you are the one that can do what's never been done, that can win what's never been won. Meantime, life outside goes on. All around you, you lose yourself, you reappear. You suddenly find you got nothing to fear. Alone you stand with nobody near, when a trembling distant voice unclear startles your sleeping ears to hear that somebody thinks they really found you. A question in your nervous lip, yet you know there is no answer to fit. To satisfy, ensure you're not a wit. To keep it in your mind and not forget that it's not he or she or them or it. That
does it. Easy listening can sometimes be very difficult, you know? You know how, like, when you're picking up an extra piece of furniture or something, you're picking up, you're going, easy, easy. And you should be saying, difficult, heavy. Anyway, my friend Dave Narazny just called me, texted me, and told me that today's show is like being stuck on an elevator on acid. And I guess that's pretty accurate. And that's just the way it goes. I mean, this is, for all, you know, these shows are usually 2 hours. This one seems like it's about 8 hours. That's not a good thing, generally. I got to hurry things along. That's the whole nature of my show. It's short attention span theater. It's time won't let me. It's like, let's get on to the next song. Like that. There we go. Little Neil Young cover by the Frank Chatsfield Orchestra. Okay, let's backtrack and talk about what we heard and what we heard. Hugo and Montenegro did... actually, we started out with this too by Ramsey Lewis, the two Beatles covers, Hard Day's Night off of the Hang On Sloopy album from 1965, and Day Tripper off the Wade in the Water LP. One was on Bang Records, Wade in the Water was on Cadet. Go listen to some Ramsey Lewis. His trio, if you can. Hugo Montenegro did Lay, Lady, Lay. That's from his Dawn of the Dylan LP from 1970. Also from 1970 was the Percy Faith version of Ballad of Easy Rider. That's from his Leaving on a Jet Plane album on Columbia Records. Percy Faith put out a lot of records on Columbia Records. I kind of chopped that one up. Went right into Caetano Veloso's version of It's Alright, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding, one of the great Brazilian singers, artists of all time, doing a really unusual version, a really unusually long version of a Bob Dylan song from his album A Foreign Sound, 2004, on Nonesuch Records. Then we heard Tom Scott's version of Today by the Jefferson Airplane. That's one of the all-time great samples of all time. And it's on his album on Impulse from 1967 called Honeysuckle Breeze. Tom Scott also and his band was called the California Dreamers. Actually, it reminds me, I could have played California Dreaming by George Benson, which would have been fit right in there, too. Oh, well. Love that one. Then the Sandpipers did their version of Louie Louie from the Guantanamera album from 1966 on A&M. Mr. A and Mr. M, Herb Albert and Jerry Moss. They had a little label on the Chaplin lot on La Brea in L.A., if you ever get down that way. It's now the Jim Henson lot. Go figure. Where are we going with this now? We got another version of Lay, Lady, Lay. You can never have too many of those. And we ended that last set with Gary McFarlane doing God Only Knows. That is track one off of Pet Sounds. On the Beach Boys version. On his, it's, I don't even know what track, but it's on the 1968 album, Does the Sun Really Shine on the Moon? Gary McFarland was a composer, arranger, conductor, vibraphonist, and singer. And he did a lot of stuff with a lot of artists, including Gabor Szabo and Jerry Mulligan, on and on. Okay, we're just about the point where we're going to go into the last, segment of my show. Behind me is Eddie and Ernie doing Lay, Lady, Lay from the 2002 Lost Friends album. All right, we're reaching now. Here's what's coming up. You ready? Tony Hatch Orchestra doing Light My Fire. Another version of Jumpin' Jack Flash. No, I already played that one. I got to skip that. Ann Margaret doing Heartbreak Hotel. Bobby Darin doing Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher, the Jackie Wilson song. Perry Como's version of Route 66. Pat Boone doing Tutti Frutti, his day from his debut album. The Mike Sams Singers doing This Could Be the Start of Something. It's a Steve Allen song, go figure. And if we have time, we're going to hear Frank Sinatra doing the Beatles' Something. Something in the Way She Moves, Jack. All right. I don't think we have time for all this, but we're going to have to hurry it along because that's what we do here on Time Won't Let Me with DJ Barrister on Radio Valencia, www.radiovalencia.fm. And here is the Tony Hatch Orchestra. ready?
Keep on lifting me. Keep on lifting me higher. came and it soon departed. And it ain't never dead, a short face or dead, no way. I believe your love, keep on lifting me, keep on lifting me.
Mister, you may have traveled near or far, but you haven't seen the country till you've seen the country by car. Mister, may I recommend a royal route? It starts in Illinois. Let me tell you, boy, ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City is a mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingsman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Springfield, Illinois, Springfield, Missouri, too. Seven states, count 'em, seven spread out in front of you.
Luma, bala, bop, bop, tutti frutti, all Rudy. 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 Bop, bop, luma, bala, bop, bop. I got a gal, her name's Sue. She knows just what to do. I got a gal, her name's Sue. She knows just what to do. I've been
to the east, I've been to the west, but she's the gal that I love best. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. Ooh, Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. Ba-ba-ba-loom, ba-ba-ba-ba. I got a gal, her name is Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Cookie, yes siree, but pretty little Susie is the gal for me. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. Ooh, Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. Bop, 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 bop. Yes, siree, but pretty little Susie is the gal for me. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. Ooh, Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. A hop, bop, a loom, a hop, a lop, bam, boom.
Actually, don't stick around, Jack, because we're almost at the end of our show. And I don't even know what to say now, except that we played a lot of interesting stuff. We did a lot of, like, covers of psychedelic songs by easy-listening artists, you know, a lot of vocals by a lot of people, and a lot of stuff, and we all heard it, and we might hear it again. Okay, so we started with the Tony Hatch Orchestra doing Light My Fire. That is from their 1969 album, Brasilia Mission. After that, we heard Ann Margaret's version of Heartbreak Hotel. the Elvis song. She's done that a couple times. It's on the 1962 album, The Way Up, and also on the Let Me Entertain You album on RCA. Bobby Darin did that live version of Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher. That's live at the Desert Inn in Las Vegas from 1987. That is a Jackie Wilson cover. Perry Como did an amazing version of Route 66, written by Bobby Troup and originally made a hit by Nat King Cole. That is from the album Como Swings. And then we heard that version of Tutti Frutti by Pat Boone. You know, it's easy to say that Pat Boone was lame, and he did white lame versions of rock and roll songs.